God is good.
30 seconds.
And all the time.
God is good.
Good morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you here to First Church. It is great to see each and every one of you on this rainy day. If any of you want a mud bath, just come to the Dirks house. You'd get a good one in our yard. A big puddle in our front yard. So anyway, I do want to put out a thank you to Betty Hallcroft and the fellowship team for an awesome Valentine's Day banquet. For those of you just joining us on the radio, we put out a welcome to you here at First Church as we share the light of Christ with the Lakes area. We thank you for listening to us this morning on the radio, as I thank all of these wonderful families for being here this morning in person on this rainy day. So if you would get out your announcement sheet here real quick. There are so many things that are happening and will continue to happen that it is very important that you read your announcements and read your bulletins. Every week we have people come to the office and say, well, I didn't know this was going on, or I didn't know that was going on. And we said, well, it was in the announcements. And so please make sure you read your announcements and compare them to your calendar. First of all, this Wednesday, Soup and Scripture, 5:30 to 7, it will begin in the Fellowship Hall. And unless just a lot of you show up, which would be awesome if you did, it will remain in the chapel from, you know, we'll eat from 5:30 to 6, and it will be in the chapel after that at 6 o'clock. So that was a fun time this last Wednesday. Also, a week from today at 11:15, we're going to have a ham and bean lunch. And so make sure you are there. Ham, bean, cornbread, slaw, and dessert. It's $5 per person or $15 for family. All proceeds go to missions or apportionments. And so we would invite you, instead of going out and spending that money in a restaurant somewhere, to stick here at the church to a great lunch and fellowship as well. It's sponsored by the Harmony class, which meets in the chapel during the 9 o'clock hour. So please come to that. This is a very important thing that was a great idea that was brought up this year for raising money for our apportionments. I also want to put out a great big thanks to June Sterling. She has been the office administrator or office manager since I have been here as pastor, and she has resigned and starts Monday at another job as, and I can't remember which clinic it is. It's the Truman Clinic here in town. And so we want to say thank you so much to her for all the time and effort over and above that she put in so many hours. And so make sure when you see her, you give her a word of appreciation. The difficult thing is this morning, her and Jay both are sick. And so they came early service because Jay was liturgist and they went home. But this week when you see them, make sure you tell June how much she is appreciated and will be missed. Also, pay attention to the rest of your inserts. Easter Lily orders are already out, so make sure you fill that out this morning. And I thought maybe you would want to know what the season of Lent is. And so on this insert, it says the season of Lent. What is it? And if you care to read that, that would be great. It is not that little ball of stuff in the bottom of your pocket. It is a season of the church. So once again, I welcome you this morning. I thank you so much for being here. I believe the ushers have already passed out the registration pads. If they have not, they will do so at this time. If you'd put your name, address, telephone number, all your contact information, email address on those, that would be awesome. If you are visiting with us today, we thank you for being here. This is an awesome church to be a part of and to worship with. And we just ask that you fill out those registration pads especially so that we can greet you properly in the name of Jesus Christ and just say thank you so very much for worshiping with us today. So if you would do that, we would greatly appreciate it. Let us pray.